Phone's down in the back. Phone's down in the back. That's the end of question four, hour 49. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who kicked the winning goal for the big green in the championship game of the junior high district soccer championship? The answer, Newt Shaw. Once again, answer to question four, hour 49, Newt Shaw.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
And good evening, Trivia Land. With your 90 FM news, I am Nicholas Keyes, and this is just in. Rain dances actually may work. The scheduled meeting of the Montana Drought Advisory Committee was canceled due to rain. The rain out message was sent to council members by the office of Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger. The email described the rain and snow that Montana has been getting this spring as wonderful inclement weather. Jackie Williams, executive assistant to the lieutenant governor, says drought committee members didn't want to travel through the stormy weather. The next meeting of the Montana Drought Advisory Board is next month, weather permitting.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
And welcome back. In your central Wisconsin weather tonight, we have thunderstorms, which are likely later this evening. Then we have occasional thunderstorms after midnight as well, with lows in the 50s. It is currently 74 degrees outside in Trivia Land, and I'll have the point values from hour 48 and question 1 for hour 50 of Trivia 38 right after this message.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. EdgeCard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
And welcome back, everyone. Here are the point values for questions in hour 48 of Trivia 38. Question 1 is worth 155 points. Question 2 is worth 0 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 75 points. Question 5 is worth 45 points. Question 6 is worth 135 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 5 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. Again, the top question, the values for the questions in hour 48 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 155 points. Question 2 is worth 0 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 75 points. Question 5 is worth 45 points. Question 6 is worth 135 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 5 points. And the team winning this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is Stranded Without a Roll. The Grocery Bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the Trivia Times with the ID number on it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Stranded Without a Role. And now for the moment we've been waiting for, question one of hour 50. After Arthur Spadinsky was tricked into doing well on a test, he was sent to the Genius Institute. All of the students there were extremely brilliant. What is the last name of their teacher? Again, question one, for hour 50. After Arthur Spadinsky was tricked into doing well on a test, he was sent to the Genius Institute. All of the students there were extremely brilliant. What is the last name of their teacher? Good luck. I am Nicholas Keyes.
I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a bit.
We're in the middle of question one, hour 50. After Arthur Spadinsky was tricked into doing well on a test, he was sent to the Genius Institute. All of the students there were extremely brilliant. What is the last name of their teacher? Good luck, trivia contestants.
Oh, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. Many's the time I've been too tired, many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night, I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Oh-oh, I'm falling in love. Oh-oh, oh-oh, I thought I wouldn't be caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes, she had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her, I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted, I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got a new slam. Uh-oh, I'm a ring-a-ding daddy. Rockin' the cradle at nighttime. Living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life. And when I kiss her good morning, I say, oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
Oh, oh.
Phones down. Phones down in the back. We're cutting off question 1 hour 50. Arthur. After Arthur Spadinsky was tricked into doing well on a test, he was sent to the Genius Institute. All of the students there were extremely brilliant. What is the last name of their teacher? The answer, Grumpelstein. Once again, answer to question 1, hour 50, Grumpelstein. Moving on, question 2, hour 50. Again, turn to the new Trivia Times. We are interested in the leather-jacketed gentleman in picture number 4. What is his first name, his nickname, and his last name? Once again, question 2, hour 50. Again, turn to the new Trivia Times. We are interested in the leather-jacketed gentleman in picture number 4. What is his first name, his nickname, and his last name? Good luck, trivia contestants.
In the rush hour, fell inside to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. Fell asleep to shower, you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
We're in the middle of question 2, hour 50. Again, turn to the new Trivia Times. We are interested in the leather-jacketed gentleman in picture number 4. What is his first name, his nickname, and his last name? You're playing trivia on 90 FM.
Baby, I'll have you for me.
down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 2, hour 50. Again, turn to the new trivia times. We are interested in the leather-jacketed gentleman in picture number 4. What is his first name, his nickname, and his last name? The answer, Douglas Wrongway Corrigan. Once again, answer to question 2, hour 50, Douglas Wrongway Corrigan. Question 3, hour 50. This television character was the proprietor of the Hillendale Homes Construction Company. What is the first and last name of this character? Once again, question 3, hour 50. This television character was the proprietor of the Hillendale Homes Construction Company. What is the first and last name of this character?
Yes, inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like
it's just keeps getting harder to fight? And all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, it's not with kids.
We are in the middle of question 3, hour 50. This television character was the proprietor of the Hillendale Homes Construction Company. What is the first and last name of this character? You're playing trivia on 90 FM.
Thank you.
Phones down in the back, calling an end to question 3 hour 50. This television character was the proprietor of the Hillendale Homes Construction Company. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer, Gwen Allen. Once again, answer to question 3 hour 50, Gwen Allen. Moving on, question 4 hour 50. This big screen character spent her nights working with seafood in a restaurant. She returns to her shabby apartment and washes away the fish smell with lemons. From there, she would go off to study for a career as a casino employee. What is the first and last name of this character? Once again, question 4, hour 50. This big screen character spent her nights working with seafood in a restaurant. She returns to her shabby apartment and washes away the fish smell with lemons. From there, she would go off to study for a career as a casino employee. What is the first and last name of this trivia character? We are in the middle of question 4, hour 50, trivia 38. This big screen character spent her nights working with seafood in a restaurant. She returns to her shabby apartment and washes away the fish smell with lemons. From there, she would go off to study for a career as a casino employee. What is the first and last name of this character? You get it, trivia contestants.
My girl baby's just for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beat, man, it is a shock when he goes. A rocking type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby want to sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He is a holly golly bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget is everybody's pride and joy when he goes. Take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes.
Yeah, man, I like that.
He strolls in his stroller with the radio on, go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, 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 oh man.
Phones down in the back. That's it for question 4, hour 50, trivia 38. This big screen character spent her nights working with seafood in a restaurant. She returns to her shabby apartment and washes away the fish smell with lemons. From there, she would go off to study for a career as a casino employee. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer, Sally Matthews. Once again, answer to question 4, hour 50, Sally Matthews.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. And AIG Travel Guard, recognized by Forbes magazine as the fourth largest company in the world. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career.
Question 5, hour 50. What is the nickname of North Texas State University athletic teams? Once again, question 5, hour 50. What is the nickname of the North Texas State University athletic teams? Go get them, trivia contestants. We are in the middle of question 5, hour 50. What is the nickname of the North Texas State University athletic teams? Good luck, trivia contestants. In the back, phones down in the back. That's it for question 5, hour 50. What is the nickname of the North Texas State University athletic teams? The Mean Green. Once again, the answer to hour 50, question 5, Mean Green. Moving on to question 6, hour 50. What is the complete name of the character in picture number 10 of the new Trivia Times? Once again, question 6, hour 50. What is the complete name of the character in picture number 10 of the new Trivia Times? Good luck, trivia contestants.
You do want me, give me liquor, sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around.
And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Just give me some kind of sign.
We are right in the middle of question 6, hour 50, trivia 38. What is the complete name of the character in the picture number 10 of the new Trivia Times? Phones down in the back. That does it for question 6, hour 50, trivia 38. What is the complete name of the character in picture number 10 of the new Trivia Times? The answer, Man of Popsicle. Once again, answer question 6, hour 50, Man of Popsicle. Let's keep it rolling. Question 7, hour 50. Call in and complete the following bit of prose. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got... dot, dot, dot. Once again, question 7, hour 50. Call in and complete the following bit of prose. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got... dot, dot, dot. Good luck, trivia contestant.
Am I gonna find a child, you know?
are right in the middle of question 7, hour 50, trivia 38. Call in and complete the following bit of prose. I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got dot, dot, dot. Keep it up the good work, trivia contestants. Phones down in the back. That's it for question 7, hour 50, trivia 38. Call in and complete the following bit of prose. I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got the answer, my plastic Jesus. And we would also accept sitting on the dashboard of my car with my plastic Jesus. Once again, question 7, hour 50, the answer, my plastic Jesus. And you could also add sitting on the dashboard of my car. Let's move right along. Question 8.
Before we get on to the final question of this hour, I want to thank the phone operators this shift, Stevens Point Area Education Association, all with their mortars on.
Super job. I've been playing some shorter songs, so way to hang in there.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And so thank you so much, and all of you and the organizer, and I hope you guys make this a annual event. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, question 8, hour 50. The ability of this new toy is measured on a bounce-o-meter and demonstrated in a bounce room. What is the complete name of this toy? Once again, question 8, hour 50. The ability of this new toy is measured on a bounce-o-meter and demonstrated in a bounce room. What is the complete name of this toy? Good luck, trivia contestants. We are right in the middle of question 8, hour 50, trivia 38. The ability of this new toy is measured on a bouncer-meter and demonstrated in a bounce room. What is the complete name of this toy? Good luck, trivia contestants, as you compete in trivia 38. Trivia returns.
Some loud bragger tried to put me down and said this school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Phones down in the back. That does it for hour 50, trivia 38. Question 8 coming to a close. The ability of this new toy is measured on a bounce-o-meter and demonstrated in a bounce room. What is the complete name of this toy? The answer, Turbo Tail Tigger. Once again, answer to question 8, hour 50, Turbo Tail Tigger.
Funds for trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu. /alumni and St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
And good evening, Trivial Land. With your news on 90FM, I am Robert Coppola. You know, Chuck Oldman is no Superman, but he certainly acted like a hero and got in trouble for it. The Nebraska Department of Roads suspended the snowplow driver with pay, pending an investigation as to why Odom used state equipment to plow a rural driveway. According to the driveway's owner, Alice Howard, her husband Bob would not have been able to see his doctor for his heart problem. While she acknowledges the rules against using state equipment on private property, she is heartbroken that Odom was punished for doing the right thing. Not only is Odom fighting the good fight, but he's pretty much guaranteed at least a year's supply of baked goodies from the Howards. Also, back in the day, gluing your teacher to her seat was the best prank ever. But students of a suburban San Diego high school have taken it to the next level. With only a day to go before spring break, pranksters plugged locks on all the exterior gates, doors on campus with a super strength adhesive. About 100 doors were sealed shut. Custodial staff quickly unsealed the lock on the building with 27 classrooms, but the rest of the school's 3,000 students were sent to sit in the gym bleachers until the classrooms were open. with the exception of seating on the gym bleachers. It was a great way to start off the break. Stay tuned for your weather right after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
And welcome back. In your weather here tonight in Stevens Point, we have thunderstorms rolling in to arrive around 8 o'clock later this evening, with occasional thunderstorms after midnight as well, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow morning becoming partly cloudy and cooler around the mid-60s. It is currently 67 degrees in Stevens Point, cloudy, of course, with a few sprinkles around town. And I'll have the point values from hour 49 and question 1 for hour 51 of Trivia 38 after this Trivia Foci.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 90FM, wanting to know if you guys want to do a trivia focus.
Sure.
What is your team name?
Our team name is Partnership for a Free Drug America. For the 1 year we did Free Drug Y2K, the Bud Strikes, 2001, A Free Drug Odyssey.
Do you guys have a mascot?
We have a stray cat.
Does your team have a theme song?
Dazed and confused, probably, at this point.
Do you guys have any interesting trivia traditions?
We light them and see what happens. State of confusion? Dazed and confused.
What kinds of things do you guys do to prepare?
We take the whole week off and light them and see what happens. We start laughing. State of confusion? Dazed and confused.
How do you think your team is doing so far in the contest?
Right now, I think we're a little dazed and confused.
What are some more interesting facts about your team?
We light them by that time. If you're not dazed and confused, forget about it.
What do you guys do to the first team member who falls asleep?
A little water, a little ice, an electric shock, some cymbals, firecrackers. That happens simultaneously. It would escalate until we got results.
What do you guys do to keep team morale up once things start to drag?
Just reminisce about past years, some of the good moments and things, and then we light them, we start laughing, think we're a little dazed and confused.
For 90FM Trivia Focus, I'm Zach Bergeron.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
And welcome back, everyone. The point values for hour 49 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 30 points. And question 4 is worth 20 points. Again, the point values for questions in hour 49 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 30 points. And question 4 is worth 20 points. And now, question 1 of hour 51. Big screen character Milo Trindle hit 4 objects which would serve as evidence to convict Andrew Wyke of murder. Each item was hidden in plain view so the police could easily find it. The second item was a